Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment on Laws of Shemitah. We mentioned in passing the other day that the mitzvah of Shemitah is a mitzvah relevant to the land of Israel. This is relevant to fruits, vegetables that grow in the land of Israel. Let's say a person had an orchard in Maryland, and it's the Shemitah year. Do the laws of Shemitah apply to that fruit? The answer is no, because this is only relevant for the sacred land of Israel. There is an interesting halacha, just as an aside, that there are restrictions on how to handle diaspora fruit if brought into Israel, if it's not obvious that it's fruit from the diaspora. There are certain laws about how one may and may not sell Shemitah fruit. And there was a concern that if you had fruit from the diaspora that you're selling regularly in the marketplace in Israel, a passerby might not understand that that's not Shemitah fruit because it's from the diaspora. So it is just interesting as an aside that even though Shemitah does not apply to diaspora produce, this specific rabbinic decree does apply a specific concern that if you sell diaspora produce in a normal way in Israel during the Shemitah year, people will get confused as to restrictions on selling Shemitah fruit. Okay. One issue. Another interesting issue about Shemitah, this is a very famous question, and it's a very famous difference of opinion. So, okay, Shemitah applies to the produce from the land of Israel. Let's say the land doesn't belong to a Jew. Let's say the land belongs to a non-Jew. So it's actually a machlokas, a difference of opinion in halacha. The Beis Yosef famously holds that the laws of Shemitah do not apply to land in Israel owned by a non-Jew. The Mabit and the Chazon Ish later famously hold that even if the land is owned by a non-Jew, if it's from the land of Israel, there are Shemitah restrictions on the produce from this land. This hearkens to the famous question involving Heter Mechira. There's different opinions about this. Many of you may be aware of it. It's a long-time practice of the Rabbanut, of the main government rabbinate in Israel, to sell the land of Jewish farmers for the Shemitah year, sell them to a non-Jew. The rationale being that, yes, it's the Shemitah year, yes, this is Israel, but the land belongs to a non-Jew. So Shemitah restrictions and prohibitions are not in place if the land belongs to a non-Jew. So there's a lot of discussion about applying Heter Mechira. There are definitely authorities who say that it's somewhat of a loophole. I'm sure we can appreciate that because really up until now it was the land of the Jew. And there are authorities that also emphasize the special sanctity of the mitzvah of Shemitah, as we referred to earlier in the series. Of course, on the other side, one could make the argument that it, technically speaking, it's permissible. It could be a tremendous hardship for so many farmers and kibbutzim and things of that sort to have the Shemitah restrictions, which we'll learn in the series, are significant. And therefore, this is a way around that problem. You have different views about that. But what's also interesting to note, besides maybe the philosophical underpinning of this question, is this is a very basic technical halacha question too, which is if you hold like the Chazon Ish, the fact that the non-Jew bought the land doesn't even make a difference in terms of Shemitah restrictions. So that's just an interesting thing to keep in mind too. So that the bottom line is, again, many, many rely on the Heter Mechira. It's definitely a reasonable opinion in Klal Yisrael. Many do not rely on the Heter Mechira, also a reasonable opinion in Klal Yisrael. But it is just interesting to note that this question ties also into a very technical halacha question. Land in Israel owned by a non-Jew, or do the laws of Shemitah apply in the first place? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.